This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done. Welcome to Power Podcast UK, but with just me, with just Jenny. Hello, everyone. Have you missed us? We've missed you. It's been a really busy time for both me and for Mark, but we've come to the stage now where Mark is significantly busier than I am, seeing I'm taking a couple of months off my work to concentrate on other things. And one of those things is writing. So as it's timed so wonderfully, I'm taking full advantage of it being November and I'm heading straight into NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. If you follow the podcast before, you know we've tried to follow it on our own terms. We've done things where we've done 5,000 words in a month, but this is I'm going for a full brand new novel, 50,000 words in the month of November. So I'm going to kind of chronicle it. I'm going to do a little podcast diary for everyone, not very long, just keeping you updated on what I'm up to and how it's going. I will have a look at the more procrastination aspects as we go along. I think this week it's mainly just been about me rattling on about how good the NaNoWriMo website is and my word count, but hopefully I'll get past those bits. But it's been really interesting just to think about it every day and recap on how I'm feeling about different aspects of writing it. And I hope you really enjoy it. If anyone else is writing this month, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can find me on NaNoWriMo if you're already logged into the website and you've already got a profile on there. I'm Jenny Powell, which is all in capitals. Please be my friend. It'd be lovely to get a bit of support as we all go through this together. And any tips, any hints, any fun things, then let me know. Okay, ready for day one? So it's day one of my NaNoWriMo writing challenge. I've managed to sneak up to do a couple of words because I didn't think I was going to do any today because I forgot all about it. It's Friday and that's just the way it is, isn't it? But I've forced myself. I found half an hour. I've run upstairs, done 945 words. I'm so proud of myself. I've logged into the NaNoWriMo website, but apparently if I keep going like this, I'll finish in December the 23rd. So that's something to look forward to. I'll try and do a bit more and I'll keep you updated. It's day four. It's nice and exciting, isn't it? I have done really well today, actually. I didn't do anything day two and day three because I was away for the weekend and I was beginning to panic today because I thought I wouldn't get it done in time. I wouldn't get any words down, but I've actually managed to do... where is it? There it is. 3,119 words today. That's quite impressive, isn't it? I think so. The NaNoWriMo website, nanoremo.org, is actually really good for tracking this sort of thing. You can do your word count for each session. It tells you how fast you're writing, the rate you'll be finished. This rate will be done by December the 19th, which is maybe not that reassuring. But I'm not quite in the path of success. I should have been at 6,668 words and I'm only at 4,064. So screw you, NaNoWriMo. You're not very helpful. But I've just started. I feel really positive about it. My plot, I think, is going okay. I sat down and I did some plot points, some beats, really, following on from when I spoke to Chris Billingham about it, actually. He said about beats and stuff, and I've taken that to heart. And I've also thought about how me and Mark have written together and how easier it is to skip across the plot to different points when you're feeling a bit stuck. So I've done that to try and get the bare bones on what I'm excited about out first. And then I think I can go back and fill in the detail and pad things out and describe characters and things. At the moment, I'm just concentrating on the plot lines. I always think it's a bit... indulgent, and I'm always worried about what people think about what I write, and I'm kind of hoping for a big epic, and it always ends up being quite funny and quite domestic, so I'm just hoping it works out, really. I hope I have something to show for it. I have something people can download and read, and I can show Mark, and he'll be, oh, so proud. I can only hope. Anyway, so that's day four done. I'll be back hopefully tomorrow and give you another update. It's day six. I didn't record yesterday, but I did do some writing, and actually it's been going really well. I have done nearly 7,000 words so far. I've done 6,787 words on the NaNoWriMo batch. It's like 6,797 words. I don't know how that's happened. So yeah, it's been really good. I did 3,000 on the fourth day, and then yesterday I did 600, and then today I've done 2,000 words. I'm so proud. It's been really easy because I haven't been working. So it's been quite nice to come upstairs when Hector's at school and rattle off a few thousand words. So hopefully I can keep doing that. I've got more things to do now, and it's going to be just fitting it in, because actually, even if you did NaNoWriMo properly right from the start, it's still a lot to ask someone to write 2,000-ish words a day. It's not easy. I think that's why it's a challenge, really. Otherwise, it would just be, yeah, sit back. Oh, just take your time. It'd be great. It's not a challenge, Jen. If you'd have to do it in a set amount of time, you know, it's not going to be an easy ride. That's our point. That's a challenge. It's like doing a marathon sitting down, isn't it, on a sofa being dragged. It's not a challenge. I'm so happy I've written lots of words. I'm just blathering on now. I'm really happy about my plot. I've reached a point now where I could have carried on writing, because my main character's met, it's kind of a little meet cute moment. So she's met the guy that is going to be the love interest, but I don't want to be a big part of the story, because the main part of the story is not that love thing. It's her getting over challenges she's had. So although I want this bubbling in to be a bit of interest, because everyone likes a bit of a love interest, a little attractive man, a bit of a, well, not maybe not just an attractive man, just an attractive person. So I want that bubbling under, but I don't want to be the main bit. But it's quite exciting, because it's naturally he's popped up in the story, and I feel a lot more like I'm not forcing it. It's just coming quite naturally. And I've gotten bits I wanted to get in, and there's layers I wanted to get in without actually having to think about it. So the dog's just barked because the postman's here. So yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's it's day six now. I'm still behind on my count. I'm about NaNoWriMo myself should be 10,000 words by now, and I'm not. I'm nearly 7,000, which isn't great. And I'll be finished by December the 14th. So yay, it's not Christmas anymore. It's a bit better. Anyway, I'll be back in a few days. I'm going to try and do this weekly. So I'm going to wrap it up hopefully on Friday, let you know how I'm getting on, and then put this out so you can hear it. Bye. Day eight. I'm going to do a little wrap up thing now, because it's the end of my first week, and I think I'm doing really well. I've done 10,000 words. Oh, I'm a fifth of the way through. It's amazing. Although I'm a bit worried now, because I think I've pretty much done the plot. So what am I going to do for the next 40,000 words? I'm going to have to do a lot of description, I think. Not that anything's sorted, but it's further on in the plot that I would thought it would have been at, what is it? No. What did I say it was? 20% of the way through? Go back and check. And yeah, I'm just, again, useless at maths. This is my real failing. But yeah, if you do 50,000 words and you've done 10,000 words, you are 20th of the way through, right? 5,000 words is a tenth. 10,000 words the 20th. See, I can do maths. Maths is fine. It says on my, oh, I'm loving the NaNoWriMo little website there. I've said it before, but I should be on 13,336, but I'm not. But I don't think it's that bad. But carry on the way I'm going, it says I could be done by December the 10th, which is much better than Christmas Eve, which is what I was facing just a few days ago. So yeah, I picked up quite a bit. I'm a bit worried now that I'm writing it too fast. Like, should I put more stuff in, or should I just get it out of the way and then finish the plot and then I can go back and add stuff in later? I'm not really sure, but I think if I just carry on as I'm going, I really like the way things are just falling into place and little strands are coming together without me having to work too hard about it. But then I'm worried that it's too obvious and it's not subtle enough and it's not structured enough. because what I think is things coming into place naturally is just, you know, really simple stuff. So I've got these two sides of my head going, yeah, it's going great. And then, is it going great because it's crap? And that's quite negative, isn't it? I should be really proud. I'm very proud. It's good. So that's me done for this week. I think I'm going to go and relax this weekend. I will be doing some writing and I will check in. But I'm also going to see Dave Gorman, which is pretty excellent, isn't it? And maybe I'll get some inspiration. I don't know how. Maybe about PowerPoints or something. But anyway, it'll be fun. I'll check in soon. Bye. Hello, it's me again. I'm just checking up at the end. I've had a little listen through. It's a lot about word count and maths and stuff. So I'll try and tone that down in the next couple of weeks. If you want to get in touch, you can. Oh my God, it's been so long. You can tweet us at PowPodcastUK. You can find us on Facebook using the same search terms, PowPodcastUK. We're on Spotify, we're on Acast, we're on iTunes, as long as iTunes lasts. We are everywhere you could expect to find fantastic podcasts. Just search PowPodcastUK and we will be there. I think our email address is powpodcastuk@gmail.com. Probably is, right? So yeah, get in contact in all those ways. And I will see you next week. Bye.
I want to talk about Bad Fish Studio. Jenny, have you ever been in a situation where you need to get some t-shirts or some hoodies printed?
But just like unique ones that just come from my head and I've got an idea and I can't find it anywhere else.
Like your own bespoke design. Well, Bad Fish Studio can do that for you. Maybe you're organising a hen night. Maybe you're organising a stag night or a special birthday celebration and you want everyone to be wearing the same t-shirts or the same hoodies. You can get them designed online with Bad Fish Studio. They do everything from t-shirts to hoodies and a lot more as well.
Ooh, and I guess they're only to order from £15.
Yep, that's it. So it's a bargain.
And they could do really cool stuff. They've got loads of specialist vinyl and various methods, and they can make like the best, most perfect thing that you really, really want to make your garment come alive.
Yep, and they can work with you on your design as well. So you're not alone. They will be able to help you with all their expertise of all the design that they've done before. And what's even better, what's more than that, is if you go to badfishmerch.com, find a t-shirt you want. Maybe you like one they already have in their shops. If you use offer code POW, that's POW, you can save 10%.
Yay! That's great.
So where are they? Where is Bad Fish Merch?
Well, you can find them on Facebook, March, at Mark, March, Merch. You can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Bad Fish Merch. Instagram is Bad Fish Studio. Or you can just go to badfishmerch.com and check it out. They've got loads of really cool stuff. They can do full colour images or bold coloured vinyl, including metallic, leather and carbon fibre look vinyl. Glow in the dark, reflective. And what else, Mark?
Well, they either do rainbow or glitter for all you snazzy unicorns out there.
I'm a snazzy unicorn. That sounds great.
I love a snazzy unicorn. Just go straight to badfishmerch.com, use offer code POW to save 10%. And get designing.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powpodcastuk. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast.